This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. In March, the Canadian government imposed a 35% general tariff on nearly all Russian imports into Canada. That tariff includes nitrogen-based fertilizer. Now, a coalition of Eastern Canadian agricultural associations have come together to lobby the federal government for financial compensation to farmers for increases in fertilizer costs. Russell Hurst is the executive director of the Ontario Agribusiness Association.
Our efforts have not been answered to date. They've been very firm in their commitment to maintaining economic sanctions on fertilizer. Government policy was well-intended, but unfortunately the unintended consequence has been a significant price increase in the farm gate price of certain fertilizers, and ultimately the grower is the one that's paid that price.
Hurst said this 35% tariff on Russian fertilizer imports has put Eastern Canadian field crop producers at severe cost disadvantages relative to producers in other countries.
What we're looking at is making the case to the Canadian government to not put Eastern Canadian farmers at a cost disadvantage. The United States, it's certainly a wide open market for Russian manufactured fertilizer, and we're not sector competitive. Having this tariff removed is vitally important for the sector's viability.
That's Russell Hurst of the Ontario Agribusiness Association. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.